This is Stopping to Notice, and today I am in Reading, in Berkshire. So I'm going to be walking kind of northeast into Caversham and seeing what I can see on the way. Okay, so we're going to turn left now along the river. So there are lots of possibly blackberry bushes, yeah, to my left, reaching out with their long spiky arms towards me. There's a mum and I think her son cycling past, having a chat about something to do with a match. And more of these Canadian geese foraging in the grass. There's a pigeon over there by a bench, looking at some concrete, hopefully. It's got these lovely neck feathers that are very much kind of glowing in a mermaid tail colours in the sunshine. Sometimes people ask me how I can hear people's conversations all the time. I think as soon as you listen, you can hear everything. There's a woman pushing a double pram, and she's got a child on the right hand side, and on the other side of the pram, the empty space, presumably for, I suppose, his twin, or perhaps just sibling. There's a woman walking along and she's reading her phone. She's got grey and white straight hair, and she's just feeling the surface of her lips with the pad of her forefinger as she considers whatever it is that she's reading on this phone. There's another lovely fine grey and white bird standing in a puddle. There it is, drinking water. Don't know if you can hear that. So yeah, it's standing in the puddle, and so the puddle is murky, so you can't see its feet that are underneath the puddle. He's got these wonderful pale orange legs that hit the puddle surface and then disappeared feet, and then this bird is tipping its lovely orange beak into the water, foraging for things. And when it comes up from the water, it makes this noise, I can't imitate it, like almost like its teeth are chattering with cold. It's very particular. So the footsteps of a man running. He's got a good running pace, green top on. Definitely somebody who's run before regularly. Looks like he's not going to run out of energy anytime soon. Very impressive. Oh, that's such a beautiful leaf, like an elderly banana.
You know, we've still got to do some work, don't you?
It curls up into a banana shape. And it's really yellow. It's fallen, a fallen leaf. But it's got the brown spots on it that really remind me of, yeah, a mature banana. Thank you for joining me again on my walk along the river in Caversham in Reading. And if you enjoyed listening and you'd like to never miss an episode, then you can follow the podcast. And if you'd like to read more observations like these, then I'm on social media at Miranda Keeling. Yes, three geese have stopped cleaning their feathers to agree with me.